Hey, Change Nation, and welcome again to this Friday's podcast here where I am coming right at you, just talking one-on-one. If this is the first time you're tuning in, my name's Josh. I'm the Chief Inspiration Officer out at Social Change Nation. Usually the Voice is a Social Change podcast, features an interview, but I've started this new Friday podcast. Just gives me a chance to communicate with you one-on-one and just chat through some things. And what we're in right now is what I call Social Entrepreneurship 101, everything I learned from interviews with 101 social entrepreneurs. And you're getting that right at you in this podcast feed. It's also a blog we're featuring on our site, but I like to create a couple of versions because I know some people like to read, some people like to listen, some people do a little bit of both, but whatever you're doing, we have something for you here. So if you haven't tuned in so far to these Friday podcasts, that's okay. The last one, you might want to tune back to the last one. All I did was I ran through kind of the entire schedule of what I'll be covering in Social Entrepreneurship 101. But this is actually, today is actually the first lesson. So you haven't missed any lessons just yet. But I would recommend running back and listening to some of those Friday podcasts. They've been pretty fun just narrating the blog. But anyway, that's my two cents on it. Do whatever you'd like. But just know that you're getting in now just at the very first lesson. And the title of the first lesson, again, all about getting you the tools you need to become a social entrepreneur. If you have that dream just burning inside you to launch something that makes a dollar and a difference, I am going to give you the basics of how to do that. I learned these things as I interviewed over 100 established social entrepreneurs out there, and I learned about what worked for them, what didn't, and so you're really hearing the common themes. So today's lesson is really started with a question, and that question is, what is your why? What is your why? And it's a critical thing because it's the foundation of what will launch you into social entrepreneurship. So you need to be thinking about what your why is. And to help you understand this, I'm going to go ahead and run you through an example of my why and kind of talk us through that as we explore this. And I'm actually just turning my phone down right now because I think it's turned up. There we go. Let's turn her down. It's real life happening over here. I like it to be conversational, and sometimes that means you have to hear me turn down my phone. I want to connect with you as if we're having a conversation across the table. I don't want to connect with you as if I'm just some scripted podcast guy over here. So, you know, you get to hear fun little things like my phone turned down. Okay, anyway, let's get to this lesson. So here's my story about my why. We've got trouble. It was the fifth time in about as many days that I'd heard this question from Arione. Despite the fact that it typically followed one of his many classroom disturbances, it always made me smile inwardly. The little dude was a troublemaker, to be sure, but he was also one of my favorite students from that year. The year was 2003, and I was a newly minted AmeriCorps member. Just 18 years old, fresh out of a small Kansas town, and ready to take on the world by tutoring fifth graders in inner city Cleveland. Of all my students, Arione was the one who would have the deepest impact on me. Arriving to the U.S. as refugees, Arione and his family faced challenges unlike any I had ever known. Simple tasks such as signing on for utilities, finding jobs, navigating U.S. culture, and expressing themselves linguistically were all massively difficult challenges for Arione's family. Given this, it is little wonder that Arione was often distracted in school. After all, the guy wasn't even sure how to ask me if he was in trouble. We've got trouble? Was close as he could get. Ironically, Arione's grammatically incorrect question is a profound statement on his own predicament. We've got trouble is a pretty accurate description of the sorry state of affairs in most of inner city America. There are thousands of kids, just like Arione, who are in trouble simply because they wound up in the wrong zip code or the wrong school. Arione is my why. He's the reason I started Social Change Nation. He's the reason I believe passionately in Cosbay's business. He's why I volunteer with Big Brothers. And he's why I get up every day and build a movement for change agents. I tell you this to show you that your journey as a social entrepreneur starts with a heartfelt why. If your why is money, power, fame, or any other vanity metric, then this isn't the community for you. Social Change Nation is for change agents who have or want to have a deep and profound why for launching a cause-based business. If you don't take the time to craft a strong why that you're deeply connected to, then nothing else I'm going to tell you along the way will matter. It is your why that sharpens your purpose, keeps you focused on your people, and ultimately allows you to profit yourself and our planet. Fortunately, if you're listening to this podcast, the chances are good that you have already planted the seeds of your why. So our job will then be to shape your why into a tangible and sustainable movement. I know we can do it. Together. I know this because I've done it, helped others do it, and wholeheartedly believe that you will always regret it if you don't live out your why. Oh, and by the way, I have a little tool I've put together for you that should help get you started. Take a look at this little questionnaire below, reflect on it, and then answer the questions. As you answer them, you'll begin to see your why clear up. If it doesn't work, email me back and we'll work on it together. First, tell me the story of your aha moment, that moment when you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you were destined for social entrepreneurship. Number two, tell me the story of one person or one community that has inspired you to work for social good. Number three, what community or type of community do you want your business to serve and why? Number four, how do you want to serve your customer? Why in this way? All right, that's about it for today's lesson. As always, I'll put all of that in the notes. So if you didn't get that written down, which I'm sure you didn't if you're listening, which is no problem, it's there in the show notes for you. Also on my main website at socialchangenation.com. You can find that. It'll be one of the main blog posts up there. If not right away, give us a few days. We'll have it up there. But that pretty well covers us for today's lesson. Tune in for next week's lesson. I'd love to be able to tell you what it's going to be, but I don't actually have it in front of me and I don't remember. So it'll be a surprise for us both. But be sure you tune in for it because, like I said, I'm really moving us along this path of social entrepreneurship 101. And if you tune in to every one of these weekly podcasts, you will at least have a foundational idea of what it means to be a social entrepreneur and the main components you want to think about as you launch down this path. So, all right, all for now. Keep it real out there in Change Nation, and I will talk to you again next week.